Good morning. This morning's scripture comes from the gospel appointed for today's morning prayer. John chapter 6, verse 15. It reads, "When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself." Throughout his life, Jesus models for us a balance between stillness, prayer, and action. Jesus is seen throughout each gospel, escaping public view to pray, either by getting up before everyone else to pray, staying up all night, or heading off to the mountain alone. Jesus prays before he begins his public ministry by calling the first disciples. He prays after feeding the multitudes. He prays the night before his trial and crucifixion. Jesus models for us to use prayer for clarity before major decisions, prayer used as a period of respite and healing, and lastly, prayer as a means of seeking strength and courage to face the unknown. In all these moments, Jesus did not just take a few deep breaths, say a quick prayer, and dive in. He intentionally separated himself and spent hours, days, and sometimes weeks alone with God in prayer. I invite you to reflect with me today on our prayer practices. Do we set minutes, hours, and days aside throughout the year to vacation with God alone? Or do we expect God to speak to us and give us clarity when it is convenient for our schedules? What is keeping us from committing some quality time alone with God? When we do sit with God, who does most of the talking? Us or God? Today's closing prayer may be found on page 234 of the Book of Common Prayer, the Collect for Proper 23, the Sunday closest to October 12th. Let us pray. Lord, we pray your grace may always precede and follow us, that we may continually be given to good works through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new daily devotional or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each devotional in your inbox. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you, lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.